This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentary committee calls to ensure timely preparedness for reducing disaster risk and potential damages. Technical team reaches Humla to assess reported glacial lake outburst at Dilgaon of Namkha Rural Municipality 6. Communications Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung says anti-republican activities are unacceptable under any circumstances. And Trump administration blocks Harvard University from enrolling foreign students, threatens broader crackdown. Now, the news in detail. Lawmakers at the meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee of the National Assembly emphasized the importance of timely preparations to reduce disaster risk. Committee Chair Sonam Gyaljin Sherpa called for better coordination among stakeholders to effectively implement government disaster management policies and plans. Executive Chief of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Dinesh Prasad Bhatta, informed the meeting that above average rainfall is expected this monsoon. He stressed the need for timely and coordinated efforts from all three levels of government to address potential risk. According to a forecast issued by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology on Wednesday, the country is likely to experience heavier than normal rainfall this season. In response, Bhatta assured that the efforts would be intensified to strengthen preparedness and response mechanisms. A team of experts arrived in Humla district to investigate the devastating flood and landslide that hit Dilgaon in Ward No. 6 of Namkha Rural Municipality on May 15. The disaster, caused by a sudden flow of muddy water and debris, severely damaged essential infrastructure, including drinking water systems, irrigation channels, and electricity supply. Preliminary observations suggest that landslide might have resulted from water released by melting snow, which carried soil and debris downhill. However, the exact cause is still unknown, prompting a thorough investigation. The three-member team, led by Senior Divisional Engineer Sushil Kumar Shrestha of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, reached Simcoat, the district headquarters, on Wednesday morning. The team is expected to publish a detailed report outlining the exact cause and overall impact of the disaster. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the country's economy is moving towards a positive direction. Taking to social media account, Prime Minister Oli noted that exports have increased by 73% compared to last year over the past 10 months, indicating that the economy is on a positive track. Private sector has highlighted the importance of ensuring policy stability and creating investment opportunities in the budget for the fiscal year 2025-26. During a meeting of the Finance Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, private sector representative proposed declaring the next 10 years as an investment decade and urged the government to prioritize private sector promotion. Lawmakers at the meeting also underlined the need for collaboration with the private sector to support the country's economic development. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has stated that the national and societal progress is not possible amid the widespread negative mindset currently present in society. Speaking at a reception hosted by the Nepali People's Liaison Committee in Tokyo, Japan on Thursday, Minister Dr. Rana said that attitudes such as nothing will change or it can't be done are being spread, which hinder both social and national development. She called on non-resident Nepalese to come together with a positive outlook and encouraged Nepalese across the globe to contribute their skills, knowledge and capital gained abroad towards Nepal's development. While on her official visit to Japan, Minister Dr. Rana also held bilateral talks with Japanese Foreign Minister Iwaya Takeshi at Japan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the discussion covered key aspects of Nepal-Japan bilateral relations, shared interests and mutual concerns, coinciding with the 70th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two nations. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has said any activity against the Federal Democratic Republican system of governance is unacceptable under any circumstances. making public the decision of the Council of Ministers meeting held on May 20th at a press meet held at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology yesterday, Minister Gurung said the Federal Democratic Republic, with sovereignty vested in people, was established on Jaisth 15, a day of pride and celebration for all Nepalese. The head of the Earthquake Monitoring Center, Surkhet, Chintan Timalsina, has informed that the earthquake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale occurred at 1:48 a.m. with its epicenter at Khalanga, the district headquarters. This followed by a second earthquake measuring 3.7 on the Richter scale at 2 a.m. Chief Timalsina said the tremor was felt in Dartula, Basang and Dadaldhura district. Details of the damage caused are yet to be received. Public Service Broadcasting, PSB Nepal, has agreed with the Madhes Provincial Government to set up a bureau office in the province. During a meeting held yesterday at the Province Chief's Secretariat in Janakpur Dham, Madhes Province Chief Sumitra Subedi Bhandari stated that the planned bureau office of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television at Madhes Province would play a key role in showcasing the positive developments of the province. At the event, PSP Nepal Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista informed the province chief about the agreement and briefed her on other ongoing initiatives of the organization. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration revoked Harvard University's ability to enroll international students on Thursday and is forcing current foreign students to transfer to other schools or lose their legal status, while also threatening to expand the crackdown to other colleges. The Department of Homeland Security, in a statement, said Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem ordered the department to terminate Harvard University's Student and Exchange Visitor Program certification effective for the 2025-26 school year. Noem accused the university of fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party. Harvard said the move by the Trump administration, which affects thousands of students, was illegal and amounted to retaliation. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that due to the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with the partial influence of some moisture-laden winds coming from the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, the weather today is likely to remain partly in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 15 to 17 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 26 to 28 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin, but before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Parliamentary committee calls to ensure timely preparedness for reducing disaster risk and potential damages. Technical team reaches Humla to assess reported glacial lake outburst at Tilgaon of Namkha Rural Municipality 6. Communications Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung says anti-Republican activities are unacceptable under any circumstances. And Trump administration blocks Harvard University from enrolling foreign students, threatens broader crackdown. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.